Shalom to all. Today's office bar mitzvah daf yod, and we're starting about the 10th line with the words of Nachman Rav Chisda. And today's office sponsor Lili Nishmas Mars Miriam Sar Bas Yaakov Moshe Hernish Shama Shad Haven Aliyah, and in honor of the yard site of Mars Rivka Bas of Meir Zev Hernish Shama Shad Haven Aliyah, and she should be Melet Yosher for her family and all of Klal Yisrael. As we continue talking about one person being zoicha in something for somebody else, Rav Nachman Rav Chisda Dharm Chavayu, both of Nachman Rav Chisda say Hamagbi Mitzil Chaveroi Loi Kana Chaveroi. If a person lifts up a mitzvah for his friend, intending that only his friend should be kind, his friend is not kind it. So Reuven's walking along the way and he sees a really nice watch and he tells himself, hey, Shimon, my friend, needed a watch. I'm picking up this watch for my friend Shimon. Shimon is not kind it. My time, why is that? Because I have a toifas of Baal Chayv and Makam Shechav L'Acherim. It's like grabbing for a Baal Chayv in a place that's causing a disadvantage for somebody else. And somebody who grabs for a Baal Chayv in a situation that's causing a disadvantage to other people, so he's not kind it. What's this referring to? So let's say Reuven owes Shimon and Levi money. Yehuda can't come along and grab some of Reuven's money for Shimon. That's called Toifas Labal Chayv. Yehuda is grabbing for Shimon. And why can't he do that? Because it's Chav L'Acherim. It's a disadvantage for Levi. Now that Yehuda took Reuven's money for Shimon, so Levi doesn't have the ability to collect from Reuven. And that's why the Tfisa doesn't work. And it's the same thing over here. Since somebody else could come along and be Zaycha in this thing, Reuven is not able to pick up this watch solely for Shimon. If he wants to pick it up for himself, he could pick it up for himself and give it to Shimon, but he can't be kind it just for Shimon. However, now the Gemara says, Esri Rav Lav Nachman, Rav asked Rav Nachman the following question. Mitzias Payal La'atmai, we know that if a payal, a worker, finds something, he gets to keep it. B'med V'amrim, but when was that said? Was Mancha Amar Loi Baal Abayas, Nacheshimi Hayoim, Adorim Mi Hayoim. That's what the Baal Abayas told him, I want you to weed with me today, or I want you to dig with me today. So then the only thing this payal was hired for was weeding or digging. And if he finds a mitzias, that doesn't belong to the Baal Abayas. Aval Amar Loi, but if the Baal Abayas told him, Aseimi Malacha Hayoim, do Malacha with me today. Just the general idea of do Malacha with me. Mitzias Hashem Baal Abayas, who? So then the mitzias belongs to the Baal Abayas. So we see very clearly from here that when he lifts up the mitzvah, it does belong to the Baal Bayis. Clearly, Hamagbi Mitzil Chaveroi, Kana Chaveroi. So Amar Leih, Rav Nachman told him, Shani Payal. The case of a worker is different. The Yadai Kiyad Baal Bayisu. When the worker picks something up, it's like the Baal Bayis is picking it up. Because in a way, it's considered like the worker is the Eved, if you will, of the Baal Bayis. He was hired by the Baal Bayis to do work for him, and this was just general work. Whatever work you do today is for me. So therefore, when he picks up the Mitzvah, it's like it's the Baal Bayis picking it up. We continue asking Vama Rav. Rav says, Payal Yachal Achsarbai, Afil Bechatzia Yoim. A Payal, a worker, he can go back and say, forget about it, I don't want to work for you, even halfway through the day. And so how could you say that a payal is like the eved, if you will, of the Baal Bayis? That doesn't make sense. So Amar Leih told him, no. Kol kam deloy hadarbe kiyad Baal Bayis hu. As long as the payal agrees to still work for the Baal Bayis, and he hasn't been chazer, he hasn't walked away from the job, so it's considered like he's the hand of the Baal Bayis. Ki hadarbe tamachrinahu. And when he decides to leave and be chazer and say, I'm out of here, I'm not doing work for you anymore, that's for a totally different reason he's allowed to do that. D'chsev, because the pasuk says, ki li b'nei Yisrael avadim, for b'nei Yisrael are avadim to me, says Hashem. Avadai heim, they're my avadim, says Hashem, v'loy avadim l'avadim, and they're not avadim to avadim, meaning all of B'nai Yisrael are avadim to Hashem. So a yid can't say that you, Mr. Worker, are my eved, because all of us are avadim to Hashem, and that's why if a worker wants to back out midway through a job, he's allowed to do so. Now we have a totally different opinion. Amar b'chir b'raba, Amar b'yechanon, hamagbi mitzia l'chaveroi, kana chaveroi. If a person lifts up a mitzia just so that his friend could be kainit, his friend is kainit. Vim tarim mishnah seinu, if you're going to say, hey, but what about our mishnah? Our mishnah was talking about a situation where a guy was riding on an animal, and he told his friend, hey, could you give that to me? And his friend lifts it up and says, you know what, I'm keeping it for myself. So that's mashma the hagbiya mitzil chaveroi loy kana chaveroi. And the answer to that is the amar tunali v'loy amar zacheli. Aramish is referring to where Reuven told Shimon, please give it to me. And he didn't say, be zoicha in it for me. But if Reuven had told Shimon, be zoicha in that mitzvah for me, and Shimon lifts it up, so then he is considered to be zoicha in it for Reuven, and he can't keep it for himself. And moving on to another mishnah, the mishnah tells us, rasa mitzvah, let's say Reuven saw mitzvah, he saw a lost object, v'nafale, and he fell on it, and then someone comes out and grabs it from under him. The one that was machzik in it, the one that grabbed it, he was zoicha in it. One fellow laid on top of it, the other fellow came and yanked it out from under him, the yanker wins. Something where it tells us, Amar Shlakish Mishum Abba Koyim Bardola. Shlakish said in the name of Abba Koyim Bardola, Arba Amos Shal Adam Kindness of B'chal Makayim. The four Amos of a person are always kind for him. So if a person's walking along the way and there's a Metzia, there's a lost object that is Hefker, that's within Dalad Amos of this fellow, his Dalad Amos are automatically kind for him and he doesn't have to physically take it. My time, why is that? Because the king of the Rabbanu, Dolei Aslan Suye, the Rabbanu made this Takana that a person's Dalad Amos are kind for him so people don't end up fighting. You're going to end up having crazy fights, people running towards the Metzia, this guy toppling that guy, tackle football, fumble the item, this guy's grabbing it, the other guy's grabbing it. In order to prevent that, the Chum said, whoever reaches switches to within Daud Amis of this item first, it automatically belongs to him. So now Amar Abaye Abaye says, Mas Rav Chiya Bar Yosef Peya. Rav Chiya Bar Yosef asked a question from Peya. And Amar Rav Rava said, Mas Rav Yaakov Bar Idi Nezikin. Rav Yaakov Bar Idi asked a question from the case of Nezikin. And now we have an explanation of this. Amar Abaye, Mas Rav Chiya Bar Yosef Peya. Rav Chiya Bar Yosef asked a question from Peya. And what is the question? We have a mission that tells us very clearly, Natal Mikdus Peya. Let's say one of the Anim who's in the field gathering Peya took some of the Peya that he had, Vizark Al Ashar, and he threw it on a whole bunch of other Peya, trying to cover it. Eloy Ba Klom. He doesn't have anything. Not only is he not Zaych in the Peya that he covered, but he's also not Zaych in the Peya that he had already taken for himself. Now let's say Nafaloy Aleha, he fell on some Peya, Paras Talisa Aleha, where he took his garment and he covered the Peya with it, Mavir Naysay Hemena, we take it away from him. And Vachem Ba'imr Shecha, the same thing is with a bundle that was forgotten by the owner of the field. If one of the Anim tried to play a shtick with this, we take it away from him. Now here's the question. If you want to say that the Dalad Amis of a person are always kind of for him, so Niknalei Arba Amis Idei, why don't we say that this pay is already acquired for him the moment he walked within four Amis of it? And so who cares that he took other stuff and threw it on top, or he took his coat and threw it on top, or he dove on top of it? The moment he walked within Dalad Amis of it, he should be kind of it. So we're answering Hachamai's skin war we're talking about over here, Deloy Amar Akni. He didn't express verbally, I want my Dalad Amis to be kind of for me. And that's why his Dalad Amis wasn't kind of for him. Ask more of Itik and Rabbanon, if this is a Takanu de Rabbanon, that a person's Dalad Amis are kind for him, so Kiloy Amar my Hava. Who cares if he didn't express, I want my Dalad Amis to be kind of for me? It should automatically be kind for him no matter what. So Gemara answers, you're right. This is a totally different situation. Kiven de Nafal, since he fell on this, Gali Daite de Benefila Nichalei de Nikni, he clearly has showed that he wants to be kind it by falling on it, by Arba Amis, Loi Nichalei de Nikni, and that he doesn't want to be kind it with this whole Dalad Amis Takana de Rabbanon, and that's why Dalad Amis doesn't work. So you're right. If a guy walks within Dalad Amis of something and he doesn't say anything, he's automatically kind it. However, if he clearly shows that he doesn't want to use this whole Dalad Amis Takana, so then Dalad Amis Takana doesn't work for him. You know, based on top, we have a slightly different understanding. Rav Papa says, Kita kinu li rabbanon arba amos, where were the rabbanon metakein that a person's Dalad Amis are kind of for him? Ba'alma, that's when he's walking Ba'alma, he's taking a hike through the forest and there's a lost object there. So once he gets within Dalad Amis of it, it's kind of for him. However, besad Baal Bayis, when we're talking about the field of the Baal Bayis, we're talking about Peya, loita kinu li rabbanon, the rabbanon weren't metakein that a person's Dalad Amis are kind of for him. Even though the Torah was mezake something in this Baal Bayis' field to the Ani, kizach l'rachmano, what type of schus did the Torah give this Ani? L'haluchei ba, that he's allowed to walk through the field, v'lon kute peya, and that he's allowed to take peya from the field, v'lomahava chatzeroi, loizach l'rachmano, in that the field should be considered like this Ani's personal chatzer. The Torah didn't extend that much of a schus in this other person's field to the Ani, and that's why when the Ani's in this field, Dalad Amis doesn't work at all. Now we go on to explain the next question. Amarov had said, the Mois of Yaakov Eidin Ezekin, Rav Yaakov Eidi had asked a question from this case, and what's the situation? So it's our Mishnah, Ras HaMetzio, a person saw a Metzio, v'nafal aleo, and he fell on it, uba achar v'hechzik ba, and another fellow comes along and he grabs a Metzio, ze shehechzik ba zacha ba, the one that grabbed it, he zaycha in it. Now here's the question, v'yamet arba amish al adam, kainus lebechamakam, if you want to say that we have a sakana drabanon, that a person's dalad amis acquire an object for him in all situations, so niknule arba amis idei, the first guy who fell on it, his dalad amis should have acquired it for him, and the guy who grabbed it shouldn't be kind it. So Gemara answers, Hachamaiskin, what are we talking about over here? Doloy Amar Akni, where the fellow who fell on it didn't say, I want my Dalad Amis to be kind it for me, so that's why the Dalad Amis doesn't work here. Ask the Gemara of Itik and Rabbanon, if the Rabbanon were attacking this, that Dalad Amis was kind of for a person, Kiloy Amar my Hava, just because he didn't say, I want my Dalad Amis to be kind of for me, so what does it make a difference? They should automatically be kind of for him. So once again, the Gemara answers, Kivin Denuf Ale, since the fellow fell on the object, Gali died to the Benefila Nichole de Nikni, he clearly has shown that it's better for him to acquire it by way of falling on it, by Arba Amas Loy Nichole de Nikni, and that he doesn't want to acquire it through this Dalad Amis Takana, and that's why when a person comes along and physically grabs it, so that second guy is zaycha in it. Now, Rav Sheshes explains differently, Kita kin rabbanon besimta. Where are the rabbanon metakin that a person's Dalad Amis acquire an object for him? That's only in a simta, in a little alleyway, Doi Dachki Rabim, where there aren't a lot of people. But Rishusa Rabim, when we're talking about in Rishusa Rabim, Dika Dachki Rabim, where there's a lot of people there, Loitkin rabbanon, the rabbanon were metakin that Dalad Amis is kind of for a person, because invariably there's going to be more than one person sharing the same Dalad Amis. In a simta, in a little alleyway, one person has their own Dalad Amis. So you could say that when a person is walking and there's an object there and he's the only one that's within Dalad Amis of it, so the Dalad Amis is kind of for him. But when a person is in the Rosh Hashanah Rabim and there's tons of people around, Reuven can't say, oh, that's within my Dalad Amis, because Shimon's going to say, yeah, but it's within my Dalad Amis as well. And that's why the Dalad Amis HaKana doesn't work in the Rosh Hashanah Rabim. Ask the Gemara of HaBachal Makim Ka'amar. We had said very clearly that the Rabbanu were Matakin, the Dalad Amis works Bichal Makim, Mashma, even Rosh Hashanah Rabim. So the Gemara says, no, Kal Makim, so you'd see the Rosh Hashanah Rabim. Kal Makim is coming to include Tzid Rosh Hashanah Rabim, which is the side part of the Rosh Hashanah Rabim, which usually is pretty empty. However, the people in Rosh Hashanah Rabim do overflow into there when it's high traffic volume times, and therefore it's considered like the Rosh Hashanah Rabim. But the Chiddush over here is that Da'at Amos still works in Sidur Rosh Hashanah Rabim. And the more Ketiv is what Amr Shalakish Rosh Hashanah Abba Koyim Barad Law, he tells as follows, Ketano Ein Lo Chatzar V'Ein Lo Arba Amos. A Ketano, she doesn't have a din of Chatzar and she doesn't have a din of Arba Amos. That's referring to a Ketano who is married and her husband is giving her a get, so he can't throw a get into her Chatzar, and she also doesn't have the din of Arba Amos, so if her husband places her get within Da'at Amos of her, she doesn't acquire it. However, he says, Yesh Lo Chatzar V'Yesh Lo Arba Amos. This Ketano does have a din of a Chatzar and she does have a din of Arba Amos. So Gemara asks Michael Miflagi, what's the machalikus over here? And right now we're understanding that Meir Sabar Chatzar Mishum Yadei Srabai, the Rabbi Yechon holds that a person's Chatzar acquires for them, and that's learned from a Yad. That's learned from the person's hand. And Kihechi the Isla Yad, the same way that this Ketana has a Yad, when she picks something up, she could acquire it, and when her husband puts her get into her hand, she's considered divorced. So Chatzar Nami Isla. She also has a din of a Chatzar. And we know specifically in regards to get, the Pasuk says, V'nosan biyada, and Yad is mashma, a person's Rishos, because another Pasuk says, V'yikach is called Artsai mi yadai, and he took all the land from his hand, and obviously one can't hold on to their land, and so we see that Yad means Rishos. And that's Shitas Rabbi Yochanan. Umar Savor is Rish Lakish holds Chatzar Mishum Shlichas Rabbi, that the reason why a person's Chatzar could be kind of something for them is because of Shlichas. It's like they're making their Chatzar a Shliach to do something for them. And V'cheche the Shlichas Lesla, the same way that a Ketana doesn't have the ability to make a Shliach, Chatzar Nami Lesla, she doesn't have a din of Chatzar either. So now the Gemara asks, Mi Akamando Amar Chatzar Mishum Shlichas Rabbi, is there really anyone that holds that the way that Chatzar works, the way the Chatzar acquires something for somebody, is because it's like their Shliach? It doesn't work like that. But Tanya, we have a brass that says, Biyadai. The Pasuk says, if we find the Gneva in the person's hand. Now, Ein Li Elo Yadai, I only know the Gan is going to be Chayav if we find it physically in his hand. Gaga Chatzar Bekarpifa Minayin, how do we know if you find it on his roof, in his Chatzar, or in his Karpif, which is like an enclosed area owned by him, that's considered like we found it in his hand? Talma Loimar, because the Pasuk tells us, Himatse Si Matse, if it's found, Mikom Makayim, and that tells us if it's found in any place. Now, if you want to say that the reason why a person's chatzar acquires something for him is by way of shlichus, meaning it's as if he's making his chatzar a shliach to do this thing for him, well, imkain, if that's so, matzinu shlichus dvar avera, that means that it turns out that we find the shliach l'dvar avera. V'kai malon, and we know, ain shlichus dvar avera, that you can't have a shliach for an avera. If Reuven tells Shimon, go kill Levi for me, or go steal Levi's money, and Shimon does do so, Reuven's not chayav for that, because since Shimon can't do an avera for Reuven, ain shlichus dvar avera, it's just considered like Shimon did it on his own. And same thing over here, you can't say the chatzar works by way of shlichus, because that means that if we find a stolen object in Reuven's chatzar, and we're mechayiv Reuven for that, as we just learned from the pasuk, that means that Reuven's chatzar is a shliach for him to do this avera of stealing, and ain't shliach dvar avera. So it must be that when a person's chatzar does a kinyan for him, it's not by way of shlichus. However, Amar Avinu Ravina says as follows, Hecha Aminu de ain't shliach dvar avera, where do we say ain't shliach dvar avera? Hecha de shliach bar chiyuvahu. That's where the shliach himself is a person who could be chayiv for doing this thing, like Reuven telling Shimon to steal for him. But when we're talking about a chatzar, it's an inanimate object. It's just a chatzar. A chatzar can't be chayv in anything. So mechayv shalchay, the sender, meaning the owner of the chatzar, he would be chayv in that case. And it's not considered shliach l'dvar avera. Ask the Gemara elamatv, that's really so. Harmel isha ve'eved, let's a person tells a woman or an eved, tsu'u ganvuli, go steal something for me. Dala b'nei chiyuva nenu, they're not b'nei chiyuva, because the woman is subservient to her husband and the eved is subservient to his master. Hachinam de mechayv shalchan, are you going to say that the mishaleach, the sender, is going to be chayiv? We know the sender is not chayiv. Gemara answers, Amrit, isha ve'eved b'nei chiyuva nenu. Actually, the woman and the eved, they are people that are chayiv. V'hashta mi'aleslehu l'shlume. It just happens to be that right now they don't have any money to pay. And that's what we're saying, that they're not chayiv, because the woman's money is really her husband's and the eved's money is his master's. But it doesn't mean that there are not people that are chayiv. Tanan, we have a mishnah that says, Nizgarsho isha, if the woman was divorced, nishtach her eved, if the eved was freed, and this was after they stole this item, chayavin l'shalim, they are chayiv to pay. So that's not a good question. However, now we have a different answer. Rav Sama Amar, Rav Sama says, Hecha aminan ein shliach dvar avera, where do we say that ein shliach dvar avera, a person can't be shliach to do an avera, and he's really doing it on his own? Hecha di ibay avid vi bay lay avid. That's only if the fellow himself has the option to do it or not to do it. Like Reuven sending Shimon to steal, Shimon has the option whether or not he wants to steal. So that situation we say, ein shliach dvar avera, and if Shimon steals, it's his fault and not Reuven's. Av a chatzar debal karchei ma'asiv la, but a chatzar, you could put something into it against its will, so mechayiv shalchai, the sender, meaning the owner of the chatzar, would be chayiv. So now we ask my benayu, what's the difference between these two understandings in ein shliach dvar avera? Ikemenayu, the difference is, kain d'amr lei l'Yisrael, let's say a kain tells Yisrael, save a kadesh li isha grusha, go and be makadesh a woman who's divorced for me. And we know that a kain is not allowed to be makadesh such a woman, or inami alternatively, ish d'amr lo l'isha, if a man told a woman, akfi li katan, go round out a katan for me. Now what does this mean? So this has to do with the law of rounding out the corners of the head. namely cutting the payas. The law in the Torah is lois akiva pas reishchem, and a woman herself doesn't have an isser of cutting off a child's payas, because since she doesn't have an issue of cutting off her own payas, she doesn't have an isser of cutting off his payas. So that's why we have this kain that told the Yisrael, govim mekadesh a divorced woman for me, that's not an isser for the Yisrael, but it's an isser for the kain. Or we have a man that told a woman, go cut off that kid's payas, which again is an isser for the man and not for the woman. So lahach lishna da amar kol heichad ibay avid ibay loy avid loy mechayiv shalchay. According to the lashon, that if a person has the option to yes do it or to not do it, the mishalayach, the sender, is not going to be chayiv. So hachinami, so to over here ibay avid ibay loy avid. Since the person being given this mission has the option to do it or to not do it, loy mechayiv shalchan. So the one sending them, the kain or the man, wouldn't be chayiv if the person does indeed mekadesh that woman or cut off the payas. Because again, we're talking about somebody who has the option to do it or not to do it. Whereas lahach lishan da amrit, according to the lashon that you said, kol heicha de shliach lav bar chiyuva mechayiv shalchay, that anytime the shliach is not chayiv for doing this thing that he's being sent to do, so then the mishalech is chayiv. So haninami in these cases as well, kivin de lav b'nei chiyuva nenu, since the Yisrael and the woman are not b'nei chiyuv, the Yisrael doesn't have an issur of being mekadesh a grusha for himself, and the woman doesn't have an issue of cutting off the kid's payas, so mechayiv shalchan, so the one that sent them would be chayiv in this case. So that's an afkamina between these two understandings of ein shliach l'dvar avera. And now going back to machlokes Rabbi Yochanan Shlakesh, is it really anyone that holds the chatzar is not because of yad and the chatzar is because of shlichas? And otherwise, we're asking a question on shlakish. But Tanya, we have a rest that says very clearly yada or hand, and this is talking about putting a get into a woman's hand. And what do we learn from here? Ainli al yada. I only know that a get has to be put directly into a woman's hand in order for her to be divorced. How do we know that the get could also be placed on her roof in her chatzar or in her karpef? Tamlam, because pasuk says v'nasan, and we learn from here mikol makim, they could be placed anywhere if it's considered her rishos. So we see clearly from here the chatzar is because of yad. As we see, we could place the get directly into her chatzar, and that's learned from the pasuk of yad. So this is a question on Shlakesh. So our answer is you're right. Linyan get kuli amaloi pligi. In regards to get, no one argues the chatzar mishum yad yisrabai, that the way chatzar works is because of yad. It's just like an extension of her yad. Ki pligi, what's hamachlekes Rabbi Yochanan Shlakesh? Linyan mitzia. It's only in regards to mitzia of a katan. Mayer sabar yural from rafa on top yalfin mitzia miget. Rabbi Yochanan holds that we learn mitzia from get, and the same way that by get akhtana does have chatzar and daladamis, so too she'd have that by mitzia. Umayer sabar Shlakesh holds loyfin mitzia miget. We don't learn mitzia from get. Vibayasim, alternatively, we could say, b'ktano kol yamolei pligi d'alfina mitzimi get. That really, when we're dealing with the ktano, no one argues, and they all agree that we learn mitzia from get, and the ktano does have the ability to acquire mitzia through her chatzar or through dalad ames. V'hachem b'katan kamiflegi. Over here, the machlokes Rabbi Yochanan v'Shlakish is only in regards to a katan. Mayer sabar Rabbi Yochanan holds yalfina katan miktano, that we learn katan from ketano, and Umayer sabar Shlakish holds lo yalfina katan miktano, that we don't learn katan from ketano. Vibayasim, alternatively, we could say, mayer amar chada umayer amar chada v'loi pligi. That Rabbi Yochanan is saying one din, and v'Shlakish is saying a different din, and they're not arguing; they're just talking about two different dinim. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow, continuing to talk about Mitzia. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.